It's Ben. All right, Kelly Kay.
So a sports fan was trying to sell some of her J.J. Watt merchandise to help pay for her grandfather's funeral. And she had put up there, Jennifer Simpson put this tweet out there saying she was looking to sell a J.J. Watt jersey from when he played for the Houston Texans for around $30. She was also trying to sell some J.J. Watt women's edition of Reebok shoes for about $60 or so. She's like, anyone interested?
He's got so many followers and stuff, I never thought he'd even see it.
20 minutes later, number 99 replied with a retweet. He wrote, "Don't sell your shoes and jersey. We'll help with the funeral. I'm sorry for your loss."
I was just like shaking. I'm like, is this for real? Like, this dude doesn't even know me.
She called to let her Aunt Tara know right away.
I called her a liar. I'm like, ain't nobody famous gonna respond to you. You know, we're nobodies.
It didn't take long for Jennifer's phone to buzz again. J.J. Watt sent her money via PayPal to help pay for the funeral.
For him to just, like, step up and help us, like, it just lifted a burden off of us.
Oh, my God. I almost had a heart attack.
But the story doesn't end there. J.J. Watt's act of kindness prompted so much more.
Hundreds of people who have helped us. But it reminds me that, you know, there is good in the world.
Oh, yeah, wow. Like that inspired like more strangers to jump in and help them out. And just pretty incredible. And again, you know, I'd mentioned this is not, you know, JJ's first rodeo when it comes to helping people out. He has done plenty of philanthropy in both Arizona and Texas. He helped raise more than $37 million for Houston residents after Hurricane Harvey. So he's just an all-around good dude. You can see the story up at WDJX.com.